Starbucks Iced Apple Crisp Oat Milk Shake and Espresso. Made with blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple flavors. It's an icy crisp sip you can enjoy all autumn long. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we are going to discuss our multi-million dollar strategy for buying and holding multifamily real estate. You know, we've purchased and currently hold over $130 million in multifamily assets, and collectively in our career, just over 1,800 units. We still have a ways to go, but did you think early on, and I think it was around 2007 for you when you really started to get in the self-development space. Did you think we were going to create a portfolio like this?
Great question. I had no idea when I first started. I just knew that I wanted success. I chose a vehicle that I saw around me. I saw people that were renting. I was working full-time and I knew that I could do multifamily real estate part-time. And as soon as I started reading books and I started educating myself and I went to mentorship, I was able to see that success come to fruition. Now, I've read over 500 books in the last 12, 14 years. We've written and published 5 books, Jake, here. Multifamily, Wheel of Profits, Creative Cash, Jake's favorite, The Honeybee. And we just launched Passive Investing Made Simple with 2 of our coaching students. And it's been a wild journey. It's all about learning, doing, and then teaching for us. Over 500 books. If you get one nugget from each book, that's 500 nuggets that I've been able to extract from all of this. I mean, it took Jake and I months and months to write this book. Somebody can pick up this book and have months and months of our experience in here, condensed. So it's the power of education is what helped me scale up from 0 units to over 1,800. And I think more importantly, when the Jake and Gino community started, there were 0 units from the Jake and Gino students. To date, 19,322 units that the students have closed and counting, well over $1 billion in assets closed from the student community. And that number keeps skyrocketing every day. Students keep closing. And Jake's going to talk about this. Now, how is that possible? You started with 0. Within 4 years, the students are crushing it. He's going to talk about it. It's a great segue. Didn't even mean to segue into this, but Jake, what's that first thing? What's that first tip?
So the first tip, pre-tip, I'm going to make a joke now, is education times action equals your results. And it's no surprise that you reading over 500 books over the last 14 years. I got to check my Audible and see where I'm at. That's phenomenal. But you took action. So 500 books over the last 14 years, you took massive action. No surprise that you're seeing these types of results. I mean, with that type of massive action. But gang, there's really, there's 2 top takeaways that we've seen from our portfolio. And number one, I call it multifamily momentum and staying power. It's being proactive. Now, I say this all the time, but there's 2 types of people that we see in the space. The person that's done 0 deals and is the fence sitter and it's the pie in the sky. What I mean by that is they think investing in real estate, multifamily is a pie in the sky. The second person is the person that's done multiple deals. Okay. They've not done one, they've done multiple. I have yet to met the person that's been in the game for a little bit that's just done one deal. Because once you get that first one done, you realize it's not rocket science. So that's why I firmly believe the best thing that Gino and I have done is we've stuck together with a shared set of values. And it took us 18 months to get that first deal. It was hard. We quit for a second. We thought about quitting. We went through the same stuff everybody out there is going through where it's like, is this really for me? Is this the right market? Because we couldn't get debt at that time. We didn't have money. Okay. Everyone's got their, well, it's not for me because, and they got their excuse that they're going to tell themselves. Drug rep working a W-2, pizza guy over there working in the back doing dishes. Just saying. We had a lady on the podcast the other day. She started buying up stuff at 18 years old in single family houses and now scaled into multifamily and storage units. Okay. There is no excuse once you commit. You just got to figure it out until you get that first deal done. And then you will start to get that multifamily momentum from there. But nothing's going to happen until you get that first one done. So the key is getting that first deal completed.
And I'm going to give you 3 tips on how you achieve momentum. This is very important, everybody. First thing hit me up, Gino@JakeandGino.com. I'll send you a PDF copy of Wheelbarrow Profits. This is the framework right here that it's going to be a great segue to the next one. You like that, Jake? I'm on the segue train. But anyway, three, this is really important, everybody. And the first one is mindset. I had the growth mindset in my mid-30s. I decided I'm going to burn the ships. And it's all about what you put into your brain. It's what about you feed yourself. So every book that I fed myself was all about positivity. It was all about learning. Remember, behaviors are belief driven. If I can believe I can do it, then I will do it. So that mindset is very important. Growth mindset. The second one, partnership. I mean, we have a great partnership, the two of us. It took us 18 months.
You even
got
me wearing a pink shirt today. Yeah.
It's hard.
Doing that for the team, okay?
Think about it. The partnership was crucial for me because when I was having a rough day, I was having a rough time, or I didn't understand something, or I couldn't see, they say, I guess, the forest through the trees, whatever that analogy is, Jay could see it and vice versa. When he was having a tough day, when, you know, one of his employees came in and threw a rock through the window and he calls me up, I'm going to kill that MF-er. I said, Jake, I've done that, Jake. I said, let it go. And I'll give you a quick example. When I had the restaurant years and years ago, we get a lot of snow in New York. I had a snowplow guy. He said he came 4 times in one day, 6 inches of snow. I literally wanted to kill the guy. But you know what? My partner told me, pay the guy and see you later. I didn't have the core value mindset. And I said, you know what? I learned from that example. And Jake, when he first started on his entrepreneurial journey, he didn't have that frame of reference. He didn't know. He felt as if everyone was ripping him off. And you know what? We did get ripped off. Our employee sucked. But for the long term, it was just worth getting rid of him. And that's the power of partnership. When you can bounce ideas, when you're having a sucky day and you're just sitting there and you want to be held accountable. Well, you know what? Having a partner is powerful. And the third one is the mentorship. If I didn't get mentored throughout our journey, and especially in the very beginning, it would have been extremely difficult.
Remember, I thought you were a genius because you kept coming up with all the documents that the bank needed, like the SREO and the PFS. And we had no idea. Like, I was like, Gino, they're asking for this. You're like, I got it. I'm like, where do you get this from, man?
Picture this, everybody. On our third deal, it's a very massive deal for us. It's 136 units. Jake was talking about that momentum, 25 units, 18 months. 3 months later, we got a 36 unit. 6 months after that, we're about to close on 136 units. Going through that entire process, whether it's the underwriting, whether it's the due diligence, whether it's the credibility book that we needed to give to our bankers and to our partner, all of that different process, schedule real estate owned, our personal financial statements, the bios that we needed to create, all of that, I'm in the back and I'm talking to my mentor weekly. If I didn't have that mentor,
rubs. We got rubs through that too.
So we worked through the ratio utility billing system. I mean, there's so many different things that popped up, but it's important. Mindset, partnership, and mentorship. Those are the three things that really helped me keep that momentum going. And Jake, I'll finish this by saying, we had a boot camp this past weekend, Jake and Gino community, 70 students. A lot of them actually said, you know what? I've had a rough summer. I fell off the wagon, but you know what? This has just energized me. And being part of a mentorship program, being part of the Jake and Gino community, you will fall off the wagon. Life happens. You know, your kid gets sick. This morning, I had to go to the dentist with my daughter. You know what? Lost the whole morning. It happens. But having that mentorship and having that accountability pod and that coaching and those weekly lessons and the boot camp weekends will really invigorate you and hold you accountable to that momentum.
The key is you need to make it your one thing. Okay. I know everyone knows the Gary Keller book, but okay, you're working your W-2 right now. Do what you need to do to keep that stable. We don't want you to get in trouble. But while you're doing, this is maybe your side hustle, whatever people want to call it these days, make it the one thing though. Don't have 50 of these things going on at once because this is the transition. You're going to go from the W-2 to the multifamily full-time eventually. Okay. Mm-hmm. If that's your goal. But it has to be the thing, the singular thing that you're focusing on besides your W-2 so you can give it all that extra energy. That's exactly what Gino and I did. So it's very important to get that multifamily momentum. You need to be singularly focused on this is the vehicle that I'm going to grow my future and my family's net worth from. The second one, this came from doing. This is something that Gino and I figured out as we were going along, is the framework. Buy right, manage right, and finance right. Okay. So you're getting yourself educated. You're taking action. Okay. You're singularly focused on multifamily and you know that you're going to stay with it until you get that first deal done. Then it's focusing on the framework. Make sure you have parameters to buy these things correctly. Okay. What is your cash on cash return? What kind of vintage are you getting? What kind of market are you buying in? What's the median income that you're looking for? What kind of plumbing will you accept? Okay. You have to line these things out and know from the beginning. Then get into the management. What are your management criteria? Then financing. You like long-term fixed rate debt to take the interest rate risk off the table. not a big fan of the Freddy floaters, right, Gino? So they're great for the right person, but not for us. So I think the key is isolate the one thing. I'm buying multifamily. I'm going to get that first deal done and follow the framework, buy right, manage right, and finance right. And Gino, where can they get that framework?
Just go to, you know, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com. I will send
That's
you
when you're supposed to hold the book up.
PDF copy.
Oh, man. I was like, come on, man.
I held it up. And as you're talking, Jake, at this weekend bootcamp, someone was talking to me about the framework and we got into the subject, your favorite subject of crypto trading, of trading cryptocurrencies. And I said
don't even
to
know
myself,
what it is. How's it my favorite?
Because we always banter back and forth. You hate crypto. You hate thinking about XRP.
I don't hate it. I just don't get it.
But the amazing thing was, you know, I had stopped and I perused for a second. I said, that's the framework for even for trading crypto, even buying single family homes, even buying self storage. You need to buy the asset correctly. Then when you buy the cryptocurrency, you're trading the stock. You need to manage it properly. What are you doing? Are you staying on top? Are you actually looking where the price is going? Have announcements come out for profits? Does it look really well? And how are you financing it? If you have a whole life policy, you borrow from the whole life policy, you trade the crypto. That's right. Are you leveraging up? So you can use this framework and break it down mentally into any kind of investing that you're doing, which is really, really exciting to me. For us in the multifamily space, it just works a little bit differently. You know, you're buying these assets, it's different kind of financing, different kind of buy right parameters. But when you're buying a cryptocurrency, what are you looking to do? What yield are you trying to get? That's the important thing. Where are you trying to buy it? Where's your, you know, stop losses and all that? You want to be able to buy this asset correctly. It's the same thing with multifamily. You need to buy this asset properly. You need to manage it properly. And at the end, it's the finance, right? We could talk three pillars of real estate, but that is part of our framework. It highlights up on top, buy, manage, and finance.
And stick with it.
That's right.
And stick with it. So, hey, one more time, hold that baby up for the YouTube folks. Our first one, that was our first little one, Wheelbarrow Profits. It contains, that book was about the framework, buy right, manage right, and finance right. And the opera singer over there, if you want a free PDF copy, he's giving away the farm. Gino@jakeandgino.com. The GDET will hook you up because he's a sweetheart. All right. That's all you got, man.
Guys, hit me up. That's what we're here for, bro. Jake, this is awesome. I enjoyed this. It's true. We're going to get off this call right now and we're going to go do some more work, right, bro?
You got it. All about. Thanks, Gino.
Thanks, Jake.
See you guys.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com, CP43926 7V1.